everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Now, yesterday we started a lesson about internet trolls. What is the first thing that you think of when you hear the word troll? Perhaps it's something that is ugly and menacing, like our lesson suggested yesterday. But what about an internet troll? That is just someone ready to pick a fight. But you already knew that because we talked about that yesterday. Today's lesson is called Beware Internet Trolls. And the question I have for you is, what should you do if you see an inappropriate comment on Facebook? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's talk about internet trolls. Come with me.
Beware internet trolls. What may have started out as a meme has quickly become malice. Here are several tips for avoiding trolls and their cyberbullying. First, ask yourself if a post is just an annoyance or if it's actually an attack. Either way, do your best to ignore it, which spoils the troll's fun. If a comment is inappropriate, report it. Social media platforms such as Facebook and Twitter have made this easier by introducing new anti-bullying tools and policies.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 meme 这个名词。Meme 是指在网络上快速传的概念，是爆红的影像、行动或笑话，也有人翻成迷因或魔因。例如 ,The Ice Bucket Challenge, which originated as a charity campaign, was a meme back in 2014. 冰桶挑战是2014年的网络魔因，原本起源于一项公益活动。或者是 many sarcastic memes appeared on the internet joking about United Airlines after the scandal. 这桩丑闻发生后，网络上出现了许多嘲笑联合航空的笑话。其实我们看 annoyance 这个名词，我们看到这个字有 annoy, 烦扰或打扰这个动词在里面，所以 annoyance 在这里是指令人不快的事情，是一个可数名词。例如 one of the biggest annoyances about living in LA is the constant traffic jams. 住在洛杉矶最让人不愉快的是其中之一就是一天到晚都在塞车。Annoyance 也指烦恼或生气，这个时候就是不可数的名词。例如 much to our annoyance, our neighbors continued their noisy party until 2 a.m. 让我们很不悦的是我们的邻居闹哄哄的派对一直弄到凌晨两点才结束。
Well, I'm so glad we're back here in the studio talking about internet trolls.
Are you really, Rebecca? Because trolling is a negative idea.
Well, it is a negative idea, but today's lesson is actually very positive because it gives us some solutions as to how we can deal with internet trolls.
That is true. And just a reminder, friends, of course, trolls, people are not actually trolls. We use this word troll to talk about people who are mean when they're online and posting comments that are menacing.
Exactly. Good reminder. Well, let's get right into our lesson. What may have started out as a meme has quickly become malice. Now, before we continue on, let's talk about this phrase to start out as. This just means how something first began.
That's right, especially when you're contrasting it with how things are now, right? So, for example, Robin and I started out as enemies, but then became good friends. Or perhaps we started a small group, but because the group was so popular, it started out as a small group, but then it grew very quickly.
Exactly. And of course, back to our lesson, what may have started out as a meme has quickly become malice. Here are several tips for avoiding trolls and their cyberbullying. First, ask yourself if a post is just an annoyance or if it's actually an attack.
Yeah, I think this is a good point. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to try to discern. That's the idea with this sentence. Try to discern whether something is just annoying to read or if someone is actually attacking somebody else. And this is a good point because it's so hard to know because you can't see the person's face. You're not talking with them face to face. All you have is what they wrote. So sometimes it's hard to know.
And sometimes when you see an unkind comment and then you comment on that unkind comment, that triggers something and then it turns into something really actually quite mean.
Exactly. So friends, it really is important to remember, to keep in mind the way that you write something, because you're not face-to-face with somebody, you're not communicating with somebody. Rebecca, mm-hmm. That's one reason why sometimes it's better to talk to someone face-to-face than write an email, right?
Exactly. It prevents, I guess, misunderstandings when you can see someone face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, back to our lesson. It doesn't matter if some comment is just an annoyance or if it's an actual attack. Our lesson says, either way, do your best to ignore it, which spoils the troll's fun. Let's talk about that phrase, to spoil the fun. What does this mean? It just means that you take the fun away, or you do something that keeps someone from enjoying or having fun.
Yeah, like when I was younger, you know, I liked playing video games. And sometimes my mom would say, you know, I hate to spoil your fun, but you still have some homework that you need to do. So it's time to stop playing video games.
Ah, that's a great way to use the phrase, to spoil the fun. Okay, so let's continue on. If a comment is inappropriate, report it. Let's stop there. This is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What should you do if you see an inappropriate comment on Facebook?
Oh, man.
And
if you see an inappropriate comment, you should report it. Okay, that means you're going to tell the people who are in charge of that social media website, right? You're going to say something or send something to them and report the situation.
Now, you might think that sounds very difficult. However, social media platforms such as Facebook and Twitter have made this easier by introducing new anti-bullying tools and policies. Wow, that's actually pretty convenient.
Well, right. So I'm really glad that big social media websites like this are doing something to take action. But what does this phrase mean, to make something easier, make something easier?
Well, you can use this phrase when you want to say that something can be done with less effort.
So, for example, maybe you have to move from one city to another. I would say that friendly people or friendly neighbors make those kinds of transitions easier.
Absolutely. Are you speaking from experience?
Well, yes, I am speaking from experience. I think there are a lot of things that we can do as people, as friends, to make life easier for other people. Or perhaps you had a really good teacher. That math teacher made it easier for me to understand math.
Oh, math. Math brings back so many great memories. Those are some great examples. But of course, we are talking about trolls and what you should do if you see an inappropriate statement or inappropriate comment on Facebook. You should report it because social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter have made this easier.
That's right. These anti-bullying tools and policies. You know, friends, words do have power. And we're going to learn more about that phrase right now in
The Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Words have power. And today we want to discuss two phrases that express this idea.
The first is the popular saying, the pen is mightier than the sword. When people use the saying, they mean that words and what people write are more powerful than physical violence.
Long after a war is over or a fight has finished, what was written down continues to be shared and discussed. Using words to change opinions is also more effective in the long run than using violence.
The second phrase related to the power of words is, the tongue is a two-edged sword. This phrase has its roots in the Bible.
The tongue is a two-edged sword implies that the words we say can also be a weapon against others. But in this phrase, the sword doesn't just have one sharp edge, it has two.
Right. One edge of the sword, or tongue, is used for blessing others and saying positive things. The other edge of the sword is used for hurting others and cutting them down with our words.
So when we are speaking or writing, we need to remember that our words have a lot of power and can be used to either encourage and help others or to hurt them. And it is much better to help than to hurt.
文字是有力量的。我们今天来学两个相关的谚语。一个是 the pen is mightier than the sword. 什么叫做笔来得比剑还有力量？意思就是笔所写出来的文字比蛮横跟暴力更能够说服人。另一个谚语是 the tongue is a two-edged sword. 舌头是双刃刀，意思就是我们说的话既可以攻击他人，也可以祝福造就他人。因此，我们要记得文字是有力量的，我们要将文字 多用来鼓励帮助人，而不是讲一些尖酸刻薄的话。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, do you enjoy spending time on social media?Have you ever seen any comments on social media that seemed a little inappropriate? If so, this could be the sign that you are witnessing an internet troll. Yes, in today's lesson, we are talking about internet trolls and how you need to watch out for them. So if you do see an inappropriate comment on social media, what should you do? You should report it.Well, we have more to learn right now, so let's continue with our lesson.
Beware internet trolls. It's also important to remember not to become a bully yourself. Almost everyone has likely experienced the desire to troll.All it takes is posting one unkind comment to give in to it. So, the next time you are about to post on a thread, ask yourself, will my comment help or hurt? It's true that trolls are responsible for causing arguments all over the internet and creating a culture of hate. If this social phenomenon teaches you anything, it's that your words matter.So, instead of shutting down message boards by trolling, try steering conversations in a positive direction with your posting and commenting.
Okay, 接下来我们看 thread 这个名词，我们学过 thread 是指线。但是 thread 在这里是指网络上针对某个主题供大家发表言论的帖子。例如 if you're interested in discussing this topic in detail, you can click into this discussion thread. 如果你想要更详细的讨论这个话题，请点入这个讨论帖子。或者是 there are several threads talking about this controversial issue. 有好几个帖子都在讨论这个极具争议性的议题。最后我们看的是 steer 这个动词 steer 当动词在这里是指引导或带领例如 I tried to steer our discussion back to our set agenda but failed 我试着把讨论的方向引回到原定的议程但是没有成功或者是 after some chatting the host began to steer his guests into the dining room for dinner 聊天了一阵子之后主人把客人引到餐厅里用晚餐Steer 也指驾驶或者是掌舵或掌方向盘。例如 Jake carefully steered his car off the busy street. Jake 小心翼翼地把车子开离这条拥塞的街道。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now, in this next section, we learn something very important. It says, it's also important to remember not to become a bully yourself. It can be very easy if you see an inappropriate comment to want to comment on that comment and therefore end up becoming a bully as well. But avoid this.
That's right. Of course, if someone picks a fight, they're hoping to provoke you to respond in the same way, with the same kind of malice. Well, don't give in, okay? We read on, almost everyone has likely experienced the desire to troll. All it takes is posting one unkind comment to give into it. Now, there are a few things we want to take a look at in this sentence. The first one is, all it takes, or all something takes. What does that mean?
Well, this just means that it doesn't take much to do something. So, it might just take one comment or one word, and then you end up having a certain result.
You know, every year in the news, maybe a couple times a year, we hear about fires, right? Buildings catching on fire, or maybe there's a fire in the mountains or in the forest, right? Well, you know, all it takes is a small spark to start a fire.
Oh, yes, that's right. And that fire could end up causing a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
So, all it takes is posting one unkind comment to give into it. Now let's talk about this phrase, to give into something. This just means that you finally agree to do something after you have refused several times.
For example, this phrase usually makes me think of temptations, right? Things that we really want to do, but they're not good for us, okay? And so when we actually do those things, that's called giving in to temptation. You could use this phrase in other ways, too. After months of Timmy begging for his mom to buy him a bike, she finally gave in to his request. That means she finally bought him a bike.
Ah, nice. So, the next time you're about to post on a thread, ask yourself, will my comment help or hurt? And that's a really good question to think about when you're trying to, or when you want to contribute to this Facebook thread.
That's right, because you don't want to be the one who is posting those menacing or hurtful comments, right? So this is a good reminder. This paragraph is great, okay? Remember not to become a bully yourself. Don't give in to the desire to post a mean comment.
Well, let's move on to the next section. It's true that trolls are responsible for causing arguments all over the internet and creating a culture of hate. A culture of hate?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Exactly.
Pressure.
You know, there's a person I went to university with who now has an alter ego on YouTube, Miranda Sings. And she actually created a Netflix show called Haters Back Off. And that's what some people call trolls. The people who post mean things online are the haters. So haters, back off.
Ooh. Well, we read here, if this social phenomenon teaches you anything, it's that your words matter. So next time you want to say something, remember that your words have the power to build people up and encourage people, but they also have the power to tear people apart.
And that brings us to this next sentence. So instead of shutting down message boards by trolling, try steering conversations in a positive direction. Now, what does that mean?
Well, you can use this phrase when you want to direct something in a direction that's positive, that's encouraging, uplifting, and makes people think about things that are happy.
And it's a fun way to use that word steer. It's like you're driving a car with a steering wheel. You can steer the car in a certain direction. We can also steer conversations in a positive direction. Perhaps your life is going down the wrong path. You can steer your life in a better direction.
That's right. But make sure you make a point to use your words to steer conversations in a positive direction.
Well, where should we steer our lesson next?
Let's steer it to the review skit.
When you think of a troll, what image comes to mind?
An ugly, menacing bully that lives under a bridge and threatens anyone who wants to cross over.
Ooh, a troll is an awful creature.
But what does that have to do with the World Wide Web?
On the Internet, trolls provoke people online. They start arguments, and they use hostile posts.
So, they're basically cyberbullies that post mean and hurtful comments, hoping to pick a fight?
Yes, but instead of hiding out under bridges, they lurk by comment boards where online users interact.
Waiting to attack unsuspecting internet users?
Yes, and that is why these internet intruders are known as trolls.
A hidden community that taunts the internet?
I wonder why.
Maybe they like menacing others to feel bad. The internet is a playground for trolls, and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is. Ignore the malice and ignore the attack.
But that spoils the fun.
And if it's inappropriate, report it.
But
it's easy. Media platforms have introduced new anti-bullying tools and policies.
Oh, no.
And remember, don't become a bully yourself.
But I desire to troll.
We all do sometimes, but don't give in to it. Ask yourself, will my comment help or hurt?
But
trolls cause arguments. They create a culture of hate.
But
your words matter. So instead of trolling, steer conversations in a positive direction.
Lurking under the bridge was so much easier.
You know, this lesson is a good reminder for people who are posting comments online. Perhaps you don't think of yourself as a cyberbully, but if you're writing mean comments, other people will perceive you as a troll.
And I also think it's a good reminder, just in general, to remember what you say or remember how your words can have power and how they can affect other people.
Exactly. Well, we do have more words and phrases to learn next time, so come back right here to
Studio Classroom. A friend just at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.